setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how to get there. It is about you and your contribution, which isn't about you. Oh, wait, Ken, I'm very confused. What have I landed on here? This show is all about helping you discover the contribution that you were created to make. We believe that you were created to fill a unique role in your work. You are needed. You must do it. There's intentionality to you, and there's tremendous value that you have, and you must give it. In other words, there are people out there in this world that need you to show up in the workplace and be the best version of you because you have a gift that you need to give to them. And everybody longs to make a difference in this world. And so we're looking at work totally different than most people will look at work. At least most people who don't come in contact with our show here. Because you don't work to live. You should live to work. In other words, to contribute. What's that difference you want to make in this world? Well, you can do it through your work. And we're going to help you figure out what that is. The answers are within you. We're going to help you figure out what you're talented at, what you love to do, and the results that matter deeply to you. We call it talent, passion, mission. Talent, what you do best. Passion, work you love to do. Mission, results you want to accomplish through your work. And when those three are in alignment, it's like a big giant neon arrow pointing out into the world, showing you multiple jobs, career paths, and even dream jobs. So it's not this mystical journey that a few fortunate souls figure out. No, you can work on purpose. You can get your dream job and make enough money. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Coming up later in the program, you growth junkies, you want to move up in your career? I'm going to teach on why learning how to say no and when to say no might be the key to you progressing faster. Don't miss that. But first, to the phones we go. Kim is joining us in Madison, Wisconsin. Kim, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, Kim. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
How are you?
I cannot complain. I'm living the dream. What's going on?
So I have been feeling like I should move on from my current position for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I feel like I feel guilty for leaving my current position.
Why? Why would you feel guilty? Let's discuss that first, because I think that's what's holding you back on some level. Why would you feel guilty?
Because I work at a small company. Like, I'm one of three employees. So I feel like if I left, I'd leave them in a really bad situation.
Yeah, well, no, not if you communicated it well and you almost prepared ahead of time. Even without them knowing, you prepared some processes, some things that would allow somebody else to step in and do the job. And as much as I love you, Kim, you are not irreplaceable. So you don't need to feel guilty. No, we solved that one. Now we can keep moving. What's up?
Okay. So I took the should I quit my job quiz, and it confirmed to me that I am in the wrong role at the wrong place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
So I was kind of stuck on the missions and looking to kind of dial that in a little bit more.
Okay, great. So tell me, so when we talk about talent, passion, mission, talent's what you do best, hard skills, soft skills. Passion is work you love to do. Tasks, functions, roles that you get excited about when you think about them. You got the juice when you're doing them, and you don't want to stop. So that's high emotion, high devotion. So let's get our clues for mission, which is results you want to accomplish from your work that you're passionate about. There's a direct tie. I love this work. This work creates all different types of results. What are the results that I get really juiced about? Okay? So tell me what you wrote down for work you love, passion.
For passions, I put photo retouching and photography.
Mm-hmm.
I am a creator. I like to create new things.
Mm-hmm.
I do like webpage layouts, but I have found out that I am not really that into the programming, which is part of my current position.
Okay.
And I like helping people and...
How? How do you love helping people? You told me you're creative, you like photo... So what you wrote for work, I love, photo retouching and photography, creative type artistic creations, I'm guessing. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then you say, I like helping people. Well, welcome to the human race. We all want to help people. You got to be specific. So the three questions that help people with mission are, who are the people I most want to help? We want to get specific. Stay-at-home moms, people recovering from substance abuse. I'm making these things up for you. I'm not saying those are your things, but who are the people you want to help? And then once you begin to think about them, you know the answer to the question that's next, which is, what's the problem you want to solve? Or the desire you want to fulfill? And then what's the solution to that desire or challenge or problem that you most get excited about? So now you should be able to answer this question. Who are the people you most want to help through your work?
So I guess I struggle on that a little bit. I like to help people in a lot of ways. Like, I do like to capture moments for people with the photography aspect a little bit, but then I also like to help people save money with, I'm an extreme couponer. I like to point people to Dave Ramsey and things like that.
Okay.
And then I also really enjoy helping animals. Is another
how do you love to help animals?
I guess for a while there I was donating to rescue.
Okay.
Animal rescue for a while. So
okay, let me jump in here, because I think I know where this is headed. What you wrote down for passion was photo retouching, photography, creative, artistic type design type something, 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 right? That was the basic idea.
Yeah.
You've told me that you love to help people with their finances. You love to help animals. But we really need to figure out what's hobby level and what's professional level passion. So I'll ask you this. What would you do tomorrow if I could snap my fingers and just place you in it and you were wildly successful? You didn't have to commit the rest of your professional life to it, but it was going to be a really fun, awesome adventure in work because you couldn't fail and you were going to be wildly successful. What would you do tomorrow? You can only choose one. Which one?
I'd probably go photo retouching, especially like landscape photography.
Exactly. So I got some great news. What if you can be successful in your profession as a photographer, photo retouching, all that kind of stuff in the landscaping space, and still point people to financial peace, whether you're coordinating a class or you're just suggesting things on social media or in person when you run into people who need our resources? And what if you could still volunteer and give to animal charities? What if you could do all three? How would that feel?
Good.
I've got great news, Kim. Yeah, you see, I'm being silly. You don't have to choose. You can do all three. So the reality is back to the mission. What do you want? Who are the people you want to help? It could be businesses, could be families, could be all types of people that want their land take a picture of for real estate, could help realtors, all kinds of people you could help. Go there and do that. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey parents, if you've got a kid that's considering a career in technology, you've got to check out my friends at Bethel Tech. They can get there without breaking the bank. Bethel Tech has an online training program that teaches the latest in-demand tech skills for a fraction of the price of traditional college. And they've got an 85% placement rate. I've got the offer for you. Go to Bethel Tech to get $1,000 to $2,500 off of tuition. Again, that's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Helping you discover the difference you want to make in this world and then come up with a plan to get there. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. And I believe that you were made to matter. We just got to figure out, for some of you, how to get there or what's holding you back. or what direction you need to go. You're not even sure which way. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. For some of you, or those who have relatives or friends that are not where they want to be in their jobs. Either they don't have a job, they're in multiple part-time jobs, they want a full-time job, maybe due to the pandemic. Maybe you've got a college kid in your life that's looking to beat the competition coming out in the next couple months. Maybe you or someone you know is looking to transition from one sector to another. Whatever it is, we've got an event. We're launching our part two the return, if you will, of a wildly popular event we did last June in the middle of the pandemic. We called it Get Hired. It focuses on the first three stages of my seven stages to meaningful work. Stage one, get clear on what it is you do well, work you love, results you want to accomplish. Discover that sweet spot or that contribution zone. Stage two is get qualified to be able to do that work. Stage three is get connected so that you can actually get hired. It's going to be a great event coming to you live on April the 27th, 8 Eastern, 7 Central Time. We'll be live with a small crowd, exclusive crowd, here in the lobby of Ramsey Solutions Worldwide headquarters. But it's going to be beamed all around the world. And the starting point for a ticket is only $20 for life-changing, career-changing, money-changing content. I'll be teaching, bringing it to you. Deep dive from the stuff we talk about here on the show. So I believe it's going to be a game changer, as it was before. And so spread the word. Some of you need to spread the love. $100 buys five tickets for somebody in your life, five people in your life that need a nudge, need some encouragement, need a plan. Go to DaveRamsey.com/events to get your ticket. Or tickets, DaveRamsey.com/events, April the 27th, the Get Hired event, 8 Eastern, 7 Central Time. Would love to see you there. 844-747-2577. Coming up next segment, how learning how and when to say no could help you advance in your professional journey. We'll get to that coming up. But back to the phones we go. Dalton joins us in St. George, Utah. Dalton, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ken Coleman, so good to be visiting with you today, brother. How are you doing?
My man, I like that. I mean, Dalton is ready to go. Let me tell you, when you answer the phone like that, Dalton, he's ready for this. And Dalton, now I've already got the juice. All right, now I got a little extra juice. What can I do for you, Dalton? You got me fired up.
That's what I like to hear. Ken, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Which a lot of us do on your show here. So let me give you a little background. My wife and I'm 25. She's 24. We both do travel nursing. No kids. We currently own a home. No debt. I'm currently enrolled in an MBA program where my goal is to get into executive leadership at a hospital within 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we have two job opportunities. Job number one, it is going to pay us for both of us over the next year about $225,000. It is guaranteed. It's a staff position. And it also allows me to advance into a supervisor role. So that's job number one. But job number two is about $360,000 between the two of us that we can make.
Wow.
But there is no advancement position there. So the question is it worth for me to sacrifice now about $100,000 difference to potentially increase my earning potential in the future?
No, I do not. I think it's option. If you're my little brother, and I'm going to act like you are because you're a youngster, it's option number one without question. Because of your current financial situation, you have no debt. Am I right?
Right. Correct.
So I'm going to take the opportunity to make money and advance because, my goodness, you're going to be making over $200,000 between the two of you, and you get the opportunity to step into leadership. And your ultimate goal is to be an executive in a healthcare system or in a hospital. So I want to get on the right ladder. If you go to option two, yeah, you guys make $100,000 more, but you're not moving up. Now, I'm not going to tell you that it's the wrong decision to take option two, because you could do that for a while And at some point you're going to go, okay, we've made the money. We did some good things with it, but man, I'm itching to grow. And so I'm okay with that too. It's not like two is a bad option, and it's certainly not the wrong option.
That's the problem. They're both great options.
Yeah, so here's the deal.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it's a great problem to have. And if you want to do two and make some extra money and invest it, because you guys have no debt, you own a home. So if you guys want to get ahead and stack some money, did you say you were 25?
Correct.
Yeah, if you want to do that for 2 years and stack even more money and then go, all right, now I'm going to start looking for an opportunity to move into a supervisor role, those will be out there. So it's not like if you say no to the less money but leadership opportunity that you're never going to get that opportunity again. So I want to be I want to give full, holistic advice on this. But me personally, you know me, bro. What did you think I was going to say?
I thought for sure you would know the option on the supervisor experience.
Why? Why did you think I would say that? Tell me.
Just because from hearing in the past, I know, you know, it's a long-term gain.
Yes, sir.
Long-term game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the sooner I can get that experience, the sooner I get myself going on that right track.
Yeah, baby. Money's not enough. If money was enough, I wouldn't be doing the show. I'd be doing a show on how to make as much money as possible. But money's not enough. Every person on the planet, sure, we want more money. Money's great. I love money. All right? But money's not enough. We're looking for meaning. Every one of us on the planet wants to make a difference. And in this situation, option one, you guys make really good money. It's already going to be a raise. And you get the experience you want. It's going to fast forward the process faster than two. But again, I've already given my advice, what I would do, but either one is okay. You do what's best for you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Man, I tell you what, how about that call? No wonder he started off the call that way. Yeah, Ken, I got a fork in the road I got to talk to you about. We got two job offers coming to me and my wife. One's going to make us $220 combined. The other one's going to make us $360. What do I do? Well, man, I'd be fired up too. But my advice is always going to be the same, folks. Not make a decision over money and benefits. Make the decision on the long-term goal. Get on the right ladder. Now, again, if you need to pay off some debt and get financially stable to be able to move faster on the right ladder, I'm okay jumping off of one ladder and go over here. I'm going to get a day job making a bunch of money. So that's why I said to them, if they've got some financial goals, they want to do this kind of thing for 2 years, that's great. But at some point, he's going to need to leave because he's already got a lid. And let me tell you what happens to people who step into jobs that have a lid on them. They start to get stagnant. They start to get frustrated. They start to get tense because they don't have the opportunity to grow. Know this about yourself, if you know nothing else, folks. We humans are creatures of progress. The minute we begin to realize that we are not growing or we do not have the opportunity to grow, something begins to die inside of us. It's a soul-sucking reality. And some people will medicate it with food, drugs, sex, you name it. Other people go, oh, this is my soul is restless because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm not growing where I'm supposed to grow. See, you may not even know the specificity of it, but you feel the restlessness. And so you do one or two things with restlessness when it comes to purpose. You either address it or you medicate it. Oh, I'm bringing it today now. We stepped all over some toes. If you're trying to medicate restlessness, food, drugs, sex, fame, whatever is not going to deal with the restlessness. Purpose cures restlessness. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover what you were born to do. 844-747-2577. We're talking purpose in your life and your work, and those two are connected. I believe that we have purpose in two areas of our life. our relational and our professional lives. And by the way, if I'm doing meaningful work, I'm doing work that I'm good at, that I love, that produces results, that mean something to me, guess what? I'm a better spouse. I'm a better dad. I'm a better teammate. I'm a better friend, better brother, better son. Why? Because if I'm miserable in my work, or I'm just bored and I'm dying slowly inside, that begins to affect my personal life. It's all connected. I'm just going to tell you something. My wife, she got a phone call the other day from a friend. Husband just walks in out of nowhere one day. After 2 decades, I've done everything for the family. Now it's about me. I'm out. I want a divorce. Do you know what's going on? There's a lot going on, but the major thing going on, here's the story. My wife's telling me about it. I go, she's not happy. She's not happy in his professional life. Hasn't been for a long time. Hasn't accomplished what he feels he's supposed to accomplish. And it's become a wound, and it's gotten infected, and it's affecting everything to where he thinks he's got to walk away from his wife and kids to be happy. Bro, what are you doing? I'm not mad, but I'm telling you, that's why what I'm talking about matters, folks. If you know what you're created to do and you're doing it, you're not going to have these midlife crises like this. And you're not going to think, oh, I've got to go all selfish is the only way that I could do what I'm created to do. No, 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 no. He's not thinking clearly right now. I know he's not. So this stuff matters. Please dive into this conversation. It's connected. Your purpose in your relational life is directly connected to your purpose in your professional life. 844-747-2577. Before we get back to the phones, I've been teasing this. I saw a great article, and I'll pull a few things out of this for you folks, because I think it's so well written. Inga Belinska wrote this for Forbes magazine, and the headline is, "Want to move forward in your career? Reframe your attitude towards no." So here's the bottom line. I agree with her. She's got some good stuff in here, and I just want to share it with you. Because I believe grasping the importance of saying no, when to say it, why to say it, oh, it's huge. But so many of us humans are so worried about conflict and confrontation that we don't know how to say no. So what do we say? Yes, okay. And we just keep saying yes and yes and yes and yes and yes. And it piles up and piles up and piles up and piles up. And then we get overwhelmed, and then we become miserable, and we lose our sense of identity. Oh my goodness. So let's walk through this. Practically speaking, some of you are just scared to say no. And I'm going to address that really quick. You don't have to be a jerk in how you say it. You give good reasons why. I'm going to walk through those. And when you grasp the reasons why you need to say no, it becomes the way you say no, and you just put a nice smile on it. No could be, not now. No could be, not here. It doesn't have to be, no, never talk to me again. I do not want to do life with you. Come on, folks. So here we go. What does saying no in the right places look like, and how does it help you advance in your career? I'm glad you asked. Number one, it helps you demonstrate in the workplace great time management. The people that are struggling are the ones that say yes to everything, and it's literally one plate here, one plate here, and they're spinning plates, and eventually too many plates get added to the process, and they fall, and they break, and you look like you're a disaster when you're not a disaster. If you're spinning plates and you get too many plates and the plate drops, guess what? That has nothing to do with your talent and your abilities. It's you said yes to too many things. So you're going to be more effective with your time and look like a person who manages their time well if you learn to say no. And really, in this case, it's not now, not yet. Here's what else no helps you demonstrate. Your ability to prioritize. This is a person who knows what the high priorities are. There's a great principle that I learned early on in my professional career called the Pareto Principle. It says, spend 80% of your time on the top 20% of your priorities. That's good in your relational life as well. It's going to showcase that you know how to prioritize. Next, it's going to indicate that you are a goal-oriented person. I know my priorities, and I've set those priorities, and I know how to go get those things done because you're more efficient. It's also going to show that you've got boundaries, and people respect people with boundaries. People with boundaries, they're really fun to work with because it's not like, well, they say they're going to do it, but they never end up doing it because they don't have enough boundaries. So all this is tying together. If I say yes, 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 and I'm always saying yes, I got too many people I'm trying to serve and make happy. I can't deliver. It's impossible. I just said yes 37 times, and I only got time to take care of 7. What do, Ken? Stop saying yes all the time. Hey, no doesn't mean never. No means not right now, not right here. And finally, and I suffer from this one. Learning how to say no is going to help you defeat the self-sabotaging habit of being a people pleaser. Oh, I just said it. There it is. I'm a people pleaser, though. I am. I really am, and I suffer from it. It can get you in trouble. The very thing that you want to do, be kind and winning and likable and valuable and all that stuff that's wrapped up into wanting to be a people, or not, you don't want to be a people pleaser, you just are. And all that wrapped up there is coming from an unhealthy place, but it has a motive that is on the surface good. Well, the problem is it gets you in too much trouble. So there it is. Learning to say no is actually going to enhance your abilities to do your work. And it's going to enhance your image and thus help you with progress in your career. It's going to move you faster. People that say no, man, tremendous performers. They know when to say no. They know what to say no to. That's a huge, huge advantage. 844-747-2577. Oh, I like this call. And by the way, folks, I've got this little software screen in here, and Madison tells me what people are basically what they're going to ask, and I love these calls. John in Arlington, Virginia. John, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, John. What's going on?
So I've been working with the company that I'm in now for 4 years. And recently I was approached by a different recruiter from a different company. And I did all the interviews and the company offered me the position.
Okay.
And they're ready to move on for the final process. But while that's happening, my manager unofficially told me that he was planning to promote me. And now I don't know when should I tell him that I'm not going to be staying.
Have you signed? Have you officially accepted and this new job is locked up in concrete?
Well, I have signed it, but they're doing the background process and everything, and it says like it's contingent upon the results on all the things that they're checking on now.
Got it. Okay, so in this situation, John, I would not tell your current leader that you are accepting another position until it's lock, stock, and it's done. So you need to, that background check needs to come back. All of the I's need to be dotted. All of the T's need to be crossed with this other company. And I know you're in an awkward position because your boss is talking to you about a promotion. I'd kick the can down the road, but I always want you to have this other deal done before we tell somebody that we're leaving. It's just an unnecessary risk. I wouldn't do it. So tell them when the other deal is done. And if you got to talk through the promotion with them, say, hey, I want to think about it. I want to consider it. Because you do. But once the other deal is done, that's when you tell them. Yeah, don't overthink that. I always want you folks to avoid the leap when we don't need a leap. Because anytime you leap, there's a chance you can fall and bust something up. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get clear so that you can confidently step forward on the path to fulfilling your purpose. This is a conversation about you and your contribution to the world. And we need it. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. 877-247-7577. Connor is going to join us now in Knoxville, Tennessee. Connor, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet, sir. How can I help?
Well, so I am a little quick background. I've been in the logistics transportation industry for about 4 or 5 years. And I just turned 30, so I don't feel like I found my sweet spot. I do feel like I've found a few things that I'm good at, but I'm just trying to figure out like what industry to go into. So that's where I'm kind of stuck at. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've talked to insurance and different other companies, if that makes sense. So that's kind of where I'm at. I don't know what.
I got you. Let's see if we can jog your heart or get something out of you that you just don't want to say because you think maybe it's a pipe dream. Because I think that's probably what's going on with you. I get this call a lot. So we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. So
my
question is, forget about what's safe and what's smart and all the different industries that pay well and pay what you make. What would you do tomorrow? You'd try it as a big work adventure. If I told you and I guaranteed it that you couldn't fail, you're going to make good money, couldn't fail, you'd enjoy it. But here's the nice thing. We're not going to commit to it the rest of our lives. We're just going to try it. Zero risk. What would you try tomorrow?
I would think something in the insurance industry.
Why?
Well, I just think it deals a lot with people, and like people are coming to need something. And I think like it's been on my mind. I don't know if it's because I've talked to people lately, but.
Now, let me ask you this. Yeah. If I interviewed everybody that knows you, Connor, what would they tell me are your top 2 or 3 talents? Things you're really good at. Things have always been easy for you.
I mean, I would say definitely just like relating with different types of people and being like very communicative.
Yeah.
Pretty disciplined, like structured. Yeah, I would say something like that.
Good. And then who are the people you most want to help? Think about this right now. If you could help anybody in the world with your work, when I ask you that question, your brain has already come up with images just in those seconds that I said that to you. I want you to tell me who popped in your mind, people you want to help the most.
Oh, that's tough. I guess probably like younger people, like younger, maybe even like younger men or like even, you know, if it's college kids or young guys out of college, something like that.
What challenges or problems maybe are they dealing with that you go, I got a heart for helping them there? Or maybe it's a desire. Maybe it's not an actual problem, but they want something and you want to give them a solution to either fix the problem, solve the problem, or meet the need, the desire.
I mean, I would say, I guess they struggle with like just having direction in life and like having good people around them. Like I just remember that's just a tough time in life.
So that means yeah. So how old are these young guys? Give me a preferred age.
I would say, like 23 to 25.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work would allow you to do that?
Well, that's a good question.
I don't hear insurance.
Yeah.
Where were you helped? What age were you when somebody stepped into your life like you're describing and helped you?
Probably about that age, like 20. Probably, yeah, around that age. Like I guess I had a couple good mentors.
Uh-huh.
You know, talked to me really honestly about the Lord and kind of changed my view on life.
So what would you do tomorrow if you couldn't fail? I think there's a different answer than insurance, and you're afraid to say it because you're not quite sure how to get there. Why don't you test me? What would you do tomorrow if you knew you couldn't fail?
Well,
say it.
Maybe it's something in the faith. Maybe it is something faith world. That has been on my mind.
I think you're afraid to say it because you either feel like you're disqualified or you feel like you're not good enough to do it.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're probably right. It's a little scary.
I want you to go talk. Here's your assignment. And you can call me back in a couple weeks. You hear me? This is not a one and done show. I want you to go talk to several people who are in ministry full time. Tell them what you've been feeling and thinking, and then call me back. This is the Ken Coleman Show. making Mondays exciting again. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Yes, that's right. There's no need to be miserable on Sunday night thinking about, oh gosh, I got to go back to work. The weekend is over. Life's too short to live that way, folks. And I'm telling you, work doesn't have to suck. How about that? How about just thinking about that for a second? What? Huh? What? And here's the deal. You can be grateful for your job, but still be like, eh, man, this is just no juice. No juice! And that's not good enough. Because you were created to fill a unique role. You were needed. You must do it. There is work that is meaningful for you where you are really good at it. You love engaging in this work, and it produces results that make your heart swell. Let's help you figure out what that is. Oh, Canada. That's where we're going, Joe. We don't have a town, just Canada. So it's like we're going to Canada where Jamie joins us. Jamie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Yes, hello, Ken. How are you?
Good. How'd you think I did on those first two notes?
You did just fine.
I thought they were on key. I didn't plan to do that, so that's always a little nerve-wracking. I'm not a singer, you know?
Oh, man. Don't worry. There's always a place for you right here in Canada.
That's what I'm talking about. How can I help you, sir?
All right. So I have a question about the trades. So right now I'm currently working. I'm a young person. I'm about to go into the trades. Mm-hmm. And I want to know if it's a smart move. What I'm currently doing right now, because of the pandemic, I lost my job. And I'm doing like debt collection. Mm-hmm. Or not debt collection. I'm doing like working in finance.
Sure.
And I'm just trying to find out, is the trades a smart move?
Well, yes. Now the question is it a smart move for you? So what I'm saying there, you know me, you've been listening to the show long enough to call me. I don't know if it's the smart move for you. I don't know if it's in your sweet spot. I suspect that it is, but do I think the trades is a great place for anybody to go get solid work? You bet. Because you know what didn't fall down? You know what didn't lose a lot of jobs, if any at all, during the pandemic? It was the trades. So yeah, man, I'm a fan of the trades. I really am. So what? Why do you ask me that?
Because I've been given an opportunity to go into the trades, and I'm just trying to find out, make sure it's a smart move.
Well, of course,
yes, the money will be good.
Yeah.
And
is that what you want to do though? What do you want to do with your life?
I'm a creative. I'm a creative person, so you give me a keyboard, I can play it. You give me an instrument, I can do it. I see, I look 20 years down the road, I can build things and be like, I was a part of this.
Love that, dude. So let's have fun with this. Let's dream for a second. You're a young guy. Well, give me a couple dream scenarios. Give me at least two dream scenarios 20 years from now. You're in the trades. You're very creative with your mind and your hands. That you've got the ultimate combo. I'm creative with my mind only. I can barely screw a screw in a wall, Jamie. You understand what I'm saying? Like, even hammering a nail, I'm going to miss a couple of times. I'm not creative with my hands. I'm creative with my head, with my brain. But you're both. So give me two scenarios where you're in the trades, allowing that creativity to flow.
So two scenarios would be, number one, I would be, being an assistant to a journey person, and I'd be helping them build the structure.
Yeah, but I'm saying 20 years from now. That's not what you want to do 20 years from now.
Oh, 20 years, man? I see myself being like a supervisor at health and safety. Like, that would be my dream. Like, I want to be able to move up and grow.
Yeah, but I mean, you want to be creatively, not, you don't want to be Mr. Health and Safety guy. That's not what I heard earlier. Am I right?
No, I want to be creative. So, I mean, I don't know what that looks like 20 years from now.
I know, but just dream. Just dream. You're not going to want to be walking around telling people to put their hard hat on. You're going to want to be creative, are you not?
No, I'm going to be wanting to do like building, structures.
There we go. There we go.
Something like that.
Okay, so there we go. All I'm doing is walking you through a futuristic exercise where you let your mind and heart just go. What would be a dream for you? Man, building houses, building buildings, who knows, right? But building, that's that creativity. And also the things that, you like to work on stuff, you like to build stuff. Okay, so is it a smart move? Going back to your original question? Absolutely, it's a smart move, because here's the deal. I actually think it'd be great for you to get into a couple different trades. You're how old?
I'm only 30.
Yeah. I think you get into the trades and you rock it a little bit. So maybe you become a carpenter. Maybe, maybe you stay in that field. You could also maybe do, some carpenter work, and then maybe you move into, some of the electrical, or maybe some of the plumbing, or I don't know, you choose. It's like, but if you become multidisciplined, you're going to learn some really valuable things. But you could just go into the carpentry trade or whatever, and you work for a contractor, and then you become a supervisor of a framing crew or whatever, and then you keep moving up. I don't, you know, you'll figure out the path. But yes, it's a smart move for somebody like you who has that dream to go into the trade. Stop thinking about it and start doing it. You got me?
Yeah, I got you. Just do it.
Yeah, baby. It's time, Jamie. It's time. You know, I've got this song in my head right now. I'm not going to sing it, Joe. I've already done enough singing for today.
Thank you.
There's a song by Imagine Dragons. I don't know what the title is, but it kind of begins with, it's time to begin. And I think that some of you right now, and I love that Jamie called. I'm your coach. Call me. Let's get the facts out on the table, and let's decide, is it time to begin? And I'm going to tell you, almost always it's time to begin. The only scenario where it's not time to begin is where you got to get your financial house in order. But even to me, that's beginning. Because getting financially stable for many of you is what allows you to begin the process of making the professional move. So it's time to begin. That's the theme. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Teresa in Ottumwa, Iowa. Teresa, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call today.
You bet. What's up?
Well, I have a question in regards to franchise. I'm just wondering if our business is ready to franchise, how would we go about that? And then the second part of that is, how do we protect what we already have?
Yeah. Well, those are really big questions, at which I can't totally break down in the few minutes we have. However, I'm going to give you some categorical type questions to answer these things. So okay. The first thing is, do you feel like it's very obvious that you guys have rocked out this business and you got enough demand in your area? The signs are there that, hey, we need to replicate this. It's time to scale this.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think that's, so. Yeah. So here's what I would tell you. What type of business is it? Do you mind if I ask?
No, it's fine. It's short-term corporate housing for the traveling workforce.
Okay. Is anybody else in that business that has franchised? Anybody else franchised in that particular business?
No, not that I'm aware of. Not what we do.
What's your franchise model? Give me the 30-second answer on that.
The model is making it simple, no deposit. We pay all the utilities, fully furnished. It's we go by, we want you to love where you live. I used to travel for work, and so we set these homes and apartments up that our home-like atmosphere, full kitchen, people can come in. Basically, we have a lot of nursing staff, physicians, occupational therapists, and they bring their clothes and they have a home.
Gotcha.
Simple process.
So you have to, I love that. And that's how you've got, it's got to be simple for somebody that wants to franchise into that. Let me answer the second question. And I think, by the way, let me answer the second question and give you one more piece of advice. Second question is, how do we protect our, because you're not wanting to get rid of it. You just want to grow it. And you think franchising is the way to do it. So I would test it. I would not go crazy. I would maybe say, we're going to open limited, maybe 3 to 5, whatever. You decide. But let's test it so that you can pull back from this if it doesn't work. Because you guys aren't going to lose interest in the company. You're not going to lose control. I've become friends over the years with Dan Cathy, who is now the CEO of Chick-fil-A. And how they franchise is the way I like franchising. They still own. I mean, Chick-fil-A's not lost its culture at all. And they're super specific in their hiring process. Super specific. It's not a money thing for them. They want the right culture, the right fit. And I think that's what my advice would be there, to go slow, but be super, super, hire people that feel like you, act like you, believe like you. My time is almost up. But before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Until next time, press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.